news. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Well,
it's it's the heavy lifters edition here. How good is that intro song? Oh. Now, what a Sponge, how are you, by the way? No one asks. That's it. No one cares. Now, how are you, Spongy? Oh, you all right, mate?
Well, I just got roasted in the last. Yeah. Basically, I'm the worst bloke ever. So.
Yes. You're acting surprised.
Oh, I am. I'm a little bit shocked by this revelation.
Drunk Sponge, we've always said it.
Gonna have
bloody
to do some
annoying.
Do some reflective thinking.
You look into the mirror when you're drunk, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
You will not like what you see.
Do you know what? Sometimes when I've been really hammered, I have looked into the mirror and I've started talking to myself.
So, are you a good listener? You keep talking over yourself.
I listen from multiple devices. Yeah,
that is the key, listeners. Listen from multiple devices and tell your friends. You've got to tell your friends.
Hey, Weez.
Yes.
We're going to give out a prize on the Weez on Sponge Chronicles.
We are.
Some Victor Bravo gear.
Yeah.
Okay.
The printer's so down. The printer, knows all about it.
He does. The printer's going to send you some Victor Bravo gear. It's just on Victor Bravo's. They're a bloody great store.
Great brand.
Yep, great brand. And jump on victorbravos.com.
Yep.
Yep, and get yourself some gear. But if you send an email, if you send an email to weaselandsponge@gmail.com.
And we'll pick the best one.
We'll pick the best one and we'll send you a prize pack, okay, of Victor Bravo's gear.
So what was the email address again, Sponge?
weaselandsponge@gmail.com. I'll put it in the description of this podcast. So it should be hyperlinked. Yeah. You just need to click it and just say g'day. Tell us what you like about the podcast.
Anything that makes us laugh, whatever. The best one. We will send that pack to, or the printer will.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's really not that much competition. So even if it's anything, you'll probably get something.
Yeah, well, we may have to send it to the Viagra selling company. They're all the emails we get.
That's right. Chartable. We get a lot from them.
Yeah, Chartable. Yeah, you're not charting very well.
Yeah, that's right. Old Chartable might get some Victor Bravo gear. So get in. We'll check the spam folder. And
remember
we'll
to jump on victorbravo.com and get your gear too.
Yeah, and
if you don't win, you can just go buy some.
If you punch in the code printer, you get 10% off.
Something like that. Just try a printer and see what you get. It could be 15%.
Could be 15%.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's still active, but give it a go. It's probably still there.
And if it's not, let us know.
Yeah,
and we'll
up him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Big week in store for the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. So strap yourselves in. It's going to be a good one. All right, we got the boys on the line for another week. How are you, Cron?
Mate, I'm happily tapping away, trying to write a poem for you bastards. Bit on.
Yeah, well, we've got the time machine going, so you're still tapping away. You're trying to get this poem done in time for this week's episode. Father John Sweaty, I believe you've got a little bit of news about Louie, the podcast's favourite dog.
Yeah, our mascot's been hit by a car. He got out last Sunday and some bastard ran him over, didn't even stop to check on him.
So, that's awful.
Yeah. It's bad.
What kind of people do that in Inverell? Jeez.
You got your edit button there?
Yeah, I do. Let's hear it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty awful stuff. But he's on the mend. That was last week, so he's been to the vet a couple of times and they're pretty happy with him. So he might lose a leg, but it'll give him more character.
Yeah. I love a dog without a leg though. Yeah. They're fun to...
Yeah.
You wouldn't deliberately remove the leg, though, would you?
No.
You know what this dog is missing? Well, it's not missing.
This dog's got too many legs.
Yeah. Looks too stable.
Maybe a little toe.
Which do you prefer missing? Yeah,
sponge is like
the front or back?
An Australian Asian farmer just chopping shark fins off. He just chops dog legs off. Yeah.
Front or back,
that
sponge?
That was too far.
Yeah, we'll edit
a little
that.
Bit. Yeah, yeah.
Front or back, sponge?
Oh, just a little toe, mate. All four of them. All right, gents. Hey, it's getting close to you guys sort of being in this part of the world. Now, I just wanted to ask a question.
The hemisphere.
Yeah, that's right, the hemisphere. But I just wanted to ask a question. When we get you in here in the studio, are we going to make a session of it, guys? Are we going to get the Fruity Lexi out and do it
strap
properly?
Strap it to the van.
I've been on a podcast sober.
This is true.
Oh, mate.
I've got to keep the dream alive.
All right, very good. Well, I've got a few beds downstairs so you guys can stay over and we'll we'll make a session of it, hey?
Yeah. I have to record one of your DMs, mate.
Yeah. they'll get some good listener numbers.
Father John, you don't realise the damage you're in for when you get there and old Sponge is full of piss. You, especially you, I could see him just grabbing you for 9 hours, talking about music, talking about everything. it's going to be a bloody crime scene for you, buddy. I'm thinking of you.
Heaps
of integrity too. I know when to be an asshole and stop a conversation.
You'll never do a live podcast again.
I'm way too nice. Sponge has got me, I reckon.
Yeah.
Match made in heaven. You guys love a good chat.
I reckon Father would like a DM. He strikes me as a DM kind of guy.
What gives you that impression, mate?
I don't know. I just get the feeling.
Nostradamus over here.
You're
right?
In trouble.
We're going to mentalist aboard.
As Gandhi once said. All right. Guys, we're going to grab the penny bus, so we're going to throw him on the line. We're going to give Chronicle a little bit more time to finish up this poem. And I know that the Chronicle doesn't like listening to the penny buster anyway. So we're going to get him on the line. So stick around. I've got a feeling the penny buster's got a treat in for us this week. So strap yourselves in. Here we go. All right, we got the penny buster on the line. How are you going, Penny?
Penny buster, are you there?
Just joking, I'm here.
Got us. The troll.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker.
Got him.
Oh, penny buster, you ready to go? You all set there? You ready to... Do you have to move or something? You're always out and about?
Yeah, always out and about. Doing some renovations. The penny buster home.
Yeah.
Financed by FFE.
Okay. Oh. All right. Very good. Well, are you ready to go, mate? You for these tips?
Which tips?
Just
what
the
do
tip.
You want me to do?
Well,
the tip. I'll give you a tip. I'll give you one tip.
Yep.
Have you heard of the FFE podcast? Oh, geez, bloody funny. It's funny. Have you guys heard? Have you guys heard of a British comedian called Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Ricky.
Well, guess what? He's not on this week. But we'll try and get him.
On your podcast or ours?
Yeah, okay. All right, very
good. If they're going, you know, anyway. Let's go. All right, what do you want?
All right, well, Penny Buster, I sent you a message throughout the week and said, can you recall if the Chronicle took any sick leave while he was working at FFE? Did that ever happen?
Sick leave? You're kidding me, aren't you? There's only... It's got 30 days off.
Hey, sorry, Penny Buster,
your megabytes.
Yeah, your 2 megabytes are running out on your phone plan. What did you say there?
I said he was only there for 6 months.
He was only there for 6 months, yeah. But did he ever take any sick days?
Oh, yeah, he took about 30 to 40.
And
we actually wrote down a few because some of them were quite hilarious, actually. Hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, so what kind of excuses did the Cron come up with back in the day?
Oh, he said he couldn't. He said he could come to work one day because he broke his hand trying to catch his cigarette.
That's legit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it his right or his left hand? Because I'm sure it could have been problematic.
What is going on there? That's definitely the Cron in Scotland. Doing something.
Cron's pouring a drink. So get back to what you're saying. I'm a bit busy.
He's pouring a drink into a bucket. Another message, he said that he had a message from God who said he needs the day off.
The chosen one. The chronicler.
Always with me on.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit unlikely after hearing his poem a few months ago. I don't think God's going to be talking to him at all.
I was too busy parting the river.
He said he's actually pretty sick from the staff function. I made some sandwiches for him and I put a little bit of arsenic in there, but I didn't tell him. That was supposed to kill him, but
it was a genuine sick day.
Yeah, a genuine sick day.
Perfect triangle.
Egg and lettuce.
Yeah, that's not funny at all.
Ham and pickles.
Hang on a minute. Just give us a second. It's got one of my employees coming in. Just give us a second. Thanks, Matty. Thank you very much.
Take your time.
Run off, go play in the drop saw.
Well, you should be on the drop saw.
Are you talking to Dad? Yeah, I'm on the phone to him.
Get back on the angle grinder.
Put it out!
Another day he was pretty sick. He said that he'd done a little bit of exercise and he drank a whole bottle of Blue Lister and he thought it was Powerade.
I thought it was E10.
So, that was another one. What else have I got here? He said that his girlfriend threw him out of home. Now, we all know that's a lie because...
The Penny Buster made an assumption about the Chronicle's sexual orientation at this point. It's up to you as listeners to decide what orientation that would be.
Nothing wrong with that, though. Nothing wrong with that.
That's a big
what I think about this story.
He's pouring a drink into the bucket.
He's pouring a drink in the bucket.
Jeez, mate. What are you? You're pouring a drink into the bloody water tank, yeah?
It's a big drink. It's a big drink.
That's a big drink. It's drink, drink for a little man.
Although we made an agreement of sitting down when we pour drinks.
He sure probably needs to. Yeah, another girlfriend one, actually. He actually brought a few girlfriend ones in. He said that the girlfriend threw the Nintendo remote and hit him in the head and knocked him out. This is absolute rubbish. Absolute rubbish. That didn't happen because he hasn't got a girlfriend. Never had a girlfriend. Another one, he said he overslept because he's having a wet dream of the Penny Buster's wife.
That is so true.
Well, that one's probably true, because we all know the FFE boss's wife is absolutely stunning. So
she certainly is. She gets bigger anyway.
Another one. He said he had lost his penis. Would you believe?
On a rooftop.
And we later found out it was a very, very cold morning, but the nurse put the hairdryer around that area and actually found it.
I thought it was at the church.
Warmed it up. Another story was, he actually, you wouldn't believe this one, I don't know whether you've heard anything about the rooftop stories before, but he said he got stuck on the top of the rooftop with a total stranger. Couldn't find his pants, but anyway.
Manhole.
He wanted some bereavement leave when the Queen died as well. A little bit disappointing.
Yeah, we'll sleep together.
Maybe new wet dreams. And probably the golden one, which happened. Margaret! How many times did it happen? The spiking one? 22. Apparently this one happened 22 times. Here we go. I got my drink spiked.
22 times.
We heard that one. He kept them coming. I don't know what happened that night, but we got my drink spiked and ended up in the middle of the road, no pants, couldn't make them to work.
Just the Moree way.
That happened quite frequently.
Did you find out that he spiked it himself?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really spiking.
Well, Michael, I think what happens after about 50 Bundy and rums, you actually forget how many drinks you're drinking. So, and what you're actually consuming. Get back on the angle grinder.
Remember, headphones are for pussies.
Sit down.
Anyway, guys.
Yeah, it's been a bloody treat, Penny Buster. Yeah. Mate, you have a great weekend. Are you going out and selling calf spaces and busking and metal detectors?
Yeah, we're doing that. It's a big festival on tonight, so we'll get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and get the metal detectors out with the family. The family love it. It's been a little bit cold of late, but we get the beanies on, get some oven mitts as gloves because they're cheaper than gloves.
Hey, tell my kids to get better at soccer too. They're pretty terrible.
Okay, very good. All right.
All right. Thanks, Benny Buster. Until next time.
Hey guys.
This is the Benny Buster on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Yep. See you guys, whoever you are.
That's so good.
Well, it's always a treat to have the Penny Buster, and hopefully he gave the Chronicle a little bit of time there to pour a drink in his bucket and get this poem ready. I'll tell you what, Cron, is the poem done?
Yeah, it's quite a short one, but what was the topic again? The rooftop.
We'll get the hairdryer out. It might make it longer for you.
Well, as I said, I'm sitting in front of my laptop, but I can't even say it. So I'll give it a go.
All right.
I'll give it a go.
Here we go. So the Chronicle with his poem, what's it called?
The Rooftop Warrior.
The Rooftop Warrior. Oh, beautiful. Okay. Let's hear it, mate. Off you go.
Righto. So, lover of the rooftop, what a bloody journey. If I stayed much longer, we would have needed a gurney. So I spent a night on the rooftop and it could have ended bad. Everyone left, and for the Cron, it was quite sad. I mean, I got left with a bloke who batted for the other side. Quite an intimidating figure. My soul slowly died. He got quite chatty whilst we were sitting around a fire. He wanted the Cron, but, you know, you're preaching to the choir. So he asked me to remove my pants, which I thought was quite wrong. Then I finally clicked. He wanted the Cron's schlong. He was rather aggressive. He was rather aggressive, and the Cron was rather concerned. I was not taking off my pants. I mean, my ring was already burned. So I faked a phone call and pretended I had to go to the pub for a chicken schnitzel. But, you know, the old Cron didn't want to end up like a victim of Joseph Fritzl. So the Cron had to leg it because the bastard was, you know, quite forceful. The Cron could have been tampered. But lucky he was resourceful. He got out unscathed, ring still untouched. But he's lucky for the Cron because, you know what, it doesn't take much. Cron 2021.
Oh, yes.
Holy crap. We edited that bad boy out.
Ah, that's good. Well,
long live the Chronicle. That was gold, mate. It was absolute gold.
Cuffed it.
Well done. Well done. All right. Getting to know you this week. Question one. Let's start with Father John Sweaty. What are the best dad jokes you know, or joke?
How much time you got?
Oh, mate. Let's hear it.
All right. What do you get when you cross an agnostic, a dyslexic, and an insomniac? But a person who lays awake at night thinking if there's a dog.
Oh, very good. You got any more?
Do you want another one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
bloody eyes.
What do dentists call their x-rays? Toothpicks.
Toothpicks. Weeze, you got any?
What do we want?
Googled one.
Oh, you just Googled one.
I don't tell dad jokes. I don't tell any jokes. I'm just naturally funny.
Oh, you need it.
What did the toaster say to the slice of bread?
What?
I want you inside me.
A slice of bread.
You want?
I want you inside me.
I want you inside me. Oh dear, very see, good.
Oh, what's dear.
Why is
why did the ducks?
Go, father.
Yeah, go,
why
father.
Why did the ducks? Why did the ducks keep attacking the dog in the park? Because he was pure bread.
That's good.
Oh. I love that one.
What about you, Cron? You got any?
Yeah, fucking got apes. What killed Patrick Swayze? Oysters killed Patrick.
Oysters killed
What was the father's little noise there?
Oh, I just knew it and I didn't want to ruin it.
My daughter came home and told my daughter came home and said this one to me the other day, and she goes, "Hey Dad, why don't people in China believe in Santa?" Okay, why? And she goes, "Because they made all the toys."
Oh, that's good.
Very good.
Then she sparked up a ciggy.
That's right.
Yeah. And then she went, "Where's my pouch?" I've lost it.
Dad, have you got a filter?
Yeah.
Any more, Cron or father?
She said, get rid of the vape. Get back onto the dories.
Well, you go first, Cron.
What do you call a singing laptop? Adele.
Adele.
What did the dyslexic bank robber say? Air in the hands, mother sticker. This is a fuck up. What do you call a cow with no legs?
I don't know.
Ground beef.
Oh, actually, Father mad. John, you told me this joke. You told me this joke. It's probably one of my favourites. It is what has two legs and bleeds.
Half a dog.
Half a dog.
What do we want? What do we want? Low flying plane noises. When do we want them? Meow.
Question two. What was the worst stitch up you've ever seen or inflicted on someone? Wheeze?
You told them that joke.
It was a, what do you call them? A macaroon. I got set up with a macaroon. Everyone went into a shop and they all come out eating macaroons and lollies and shit. And so I didn't go in because I was incredibly hungover. And so someone bought me one and I was like, no, I don't want it. And they're like, come on, man, have it. And I was like, no, I don't want it. Anyway, they ended up convincing me to have it. I went to take a bite of it. It was in a little wrapper, like a little lolly bag wrapper type thing.
Yeah.
Went to bite it. It was fucking soap, and I full bit into it and had a full on chew. Like I couldn't, first bite. I couldn't really, like, teeth glit off it, and I didn't get any taste. And then I went right into it. I was like, fucking thing's hard. And had a chew.
Give
it was
me the
soap.
Goddamn salt.
And but it wasn't like just regular soap, like when you're a kid and you get your mouth washed out with soap. It was like this flavored. Oh, I ended up pegging it at the wrong person because they didn't actually stitch me up. But and I made a welt on their ass from throwing it.
Cannon on it.
What about you, Cron?
Terrible.
Oh, geez, I mean, obviously hammered, but I think there was a time where I was with the boys. We had this massive dinner, and I said, you know what? This is back in the old Ice Town Mall, right? And I said, went out for a big dinner. There was quite a few of us. I said, you know what? I'm going to pay for it. And I knew one of my mates were struggling, so I got his wallet, got his credit card, and I said, all good. I'll pay for it. Went up and just tapped the card. With his.
Just a bit of common theft.
Yeah, a bit of common theft. I said, cheers for dinner, boys. And they're like, thanks, mate. Really appreciate it. You know, you're a good fella. You shouldn't have done that. And I said, I didn't.
One of the best stitch-ups I've seen was back at school. And it happened to the keeper. But there was this bloke in our year level. His name was Prawn. And he basically, he had this bottle of like soft drink. There's a green soft drink in there. And he dumped a heap of Epsom salts into them, and they give you an laxative effect, right? And he went up to classes like period five, and he goes, "Oh, does anyone want the rest of my soft drink?" And the old keeper goes, "Oh yeah, I'll have that." Mm-mm. And he just went straight down the hatch.
Old sweet tooth keeper.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And the old keep, he spent a bit of time on the old Thunderbox.
I believe someone got him back. Not wasn't the keeper, but someone he did something to someone and they ended up pissing in his water bottle. Yeah, he drank it.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor old keeper.
Yeah, it got escalated.
He would love that.
No, not in keepers, in the other guys. Oh. He did a prank to someone else and they pissed in
deserved
his.
Deserved it.
Poor old prawn. he didn't deserve that. What about you, father?
Prawn definitely deserved it.
Father?
Probably I was out camping with a couple of mates on a river in the mist. It was just on dusk, so you couldn't really see properly. And I was getting eaten alive by mozzies, and I don't know why they wanted my blood. I mean, maybe they just thought it was the pub. But
drunk.
Oi, bro, can you chuck us that mortine, please? And so he's tossed us this can, and I've absolutely rinsed myself. I'm in a singlet, you know, like stubbies, and just got my whole body. And by the spray time paint. I just finished doing my feet, my boys, these arseholes started piercing themselves laughing. And I'm going, oh, no. Looked at the can, and it was spray on olive oil.
Getting a tan.
Like, out camping with no soap.
Oh, the greasy father.
Did my swag was like a slow
release. Oh. Imagine you just sliding down that hill.
Did you get attacked anymore, or you're all good?
I can't remember now. Like the anger from that moment sort of overtook any other memory I had of that night. Really,
he got attacked by angry locals trying to cook a steak.
Oh, jeez, he's greasy. He's greasy.
The greasy father.
Yep.
He's hot and sweaty.
John Greasy.
Throw a few eggs on that bad boy. He wants them well done.
Question three. If your mate's got a really crap girlfriend, should you tell him? Are you someone that tells him? Chronicle?
It's underlyingly, you tell them. Underlyingly, you go, oh yeah, no, she's all right.
it's the opposite.
Yeah, but
the wonderful girl.
Yeah, but oh no, she's really nice. But shit, I'll she turns around, I'll get her. knock her out.
Do the old.
Oh, actually, can we edit that out? Yeah.
You could always do the old. You know, maybe she's like an avocado. She might come good. You know,
bit hard at the moment.
Yeah,
bit hard at the
beautiful
moment. She'll come
beautiful
good.
Time.
Give her a bit of time.
Jeez.
Dear, what about you, Father John? Have you ever sat someone down and gone,
Depends on the situation. If they're clearly ruining your mate's life, you got to sort of interject. But I do find it funny to watch my mates get owned by their missus at the pub. Like, you know, they'll be sitting down with a peaceful schooner and they'd just burst through the door like, what the fuck are you doing here? And then they get dragged out by the ear. That's hilarious. So, yeah.
That is funny.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
I used to have a girlfriend that ended up throwing a rock through my window. And she's
very stable.
See, that's still funny to me.
Yeah, see, that's stable.
Yeah. Yeah. All of my mates loved her, and they told me all the time.
You're probably doing a D&M with her, so she just threw a rock for you with her.
Probably.
I've had enough of your chat.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. All right, question four. What is the biggest late-night drunk order of food you've ever done? Father John, how much lasagna have you?
Didn't exactly order it.
You can't do lasagna. You can't do lasagna in the old country town.
No, true.
But you can't
in
do
the freezer. In the freezer, you can.
Actually, Cron, you might have been around for this, though. Like, you could only have so much lasagna because you know, they'd know if you took too much, and they ended up on anyway, so I should have ate it all. But we'd get on the piss back around at Shirley Street and we'd order Domino's, but we didn't order a single pizza. I think one night we ordered 80 chicken wings, heaps of cheese and garlic bread.
Yeah,
we had like literally 20 boxes of sides that night.
Yeah.
Jeez, mad heartburn, but worth it. I was straight pissing out my cornhole after that.
Very disappointed.
Yeah, you were.
Weez, what about you?
Oh, I've done too many to count. I've definitely ordered about 80 nuggets or so in an order before. The stupidest one I've done was at Macca's. Remember they had the Coke cups, these Coke glasses, you could buy them? Oh, yeah. And they're like, they're a dollar, they're for sale. I was like, you can buy them. And then who I was with or whatever was like, wow, you should get some. I was like, righto, I got 100 of them, just to be funny. Gave me this big, massive box of Coke glasses.
Oh, jeez.
The best one I've heard, though, which I thought was really funny, I wasn't there, but some mates were drinking. It was the next day, they're still going. And one of them was like, I could eat 100 hash browns because they're going to do a Macca's order. He's like, I could do 100 hash browns, easy. So they ended up going to Macca's, getting 100 hash browns. He had like 8 or something and then was complaining it was too oily.
You're in for a long road, my friend.
I remember coming back here one night with you and Wombat.
Yeah.
And we on the way back, we're like, let's get Macca's. And the cab pulled up and I'm like, I'll get some nugs. And then Wombat goes, he gets to Wombat and he goes, I'll have 2 Big Macs, 3 quarter pounders, and just rattled off the longest order I've ever heard. And I went, righto, get me another 50 nugs. And then we started going, I have 10 cheeseburgers. And at the very end, I was like, hang on, and we'll have 20 sweet and sour sauces, please.
Remember they didn't have something and we got the cab driver to say very disappointed.
I think we wanted thick shakes. I think we wanted thick shakes and they didn't have thick shakes and we went, please tell them that we're very disappointed.
We are very disappointed. So what a champion.
No, that was
a great taxi driver.
And then we got back here and I can remember we ate about 3 nuggets each and went, I'm full.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids were happy.
Very good. Yeah. There's no kids back in those days, unfortunately. Just a quick side note.
Yeah. That was one good thing about taxi drivers is they're always happy to go through Macca's and that.
Yeah.
Uber drivers, I've had flat out arguments with them, eh? They can be terrible. Even if
it's flat out
annoying.
It's more lucrative for a cab driver to go through Macca's, right? Ubers are just like a flat rate from A to B, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's all
but still, they're providing a public service, and if the big boy's hungry, he's
going to
eat.
Exactly. Man's going to eat.
Big boy wants some nugs, he's going to get them.
Lucky my Uber driver was more than happy the other day on Origin.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He was going to cop a big right through the back headrest.
Oh, good stuff. All right.
My one, boys.
Yeah, go.
My one was, it wasn't a massive order, but I remember me, Father John,
Tommy,
and another fella. We went through Macca's. I think it was about 6 a.m. I'm like, should we get something to eat? And we're like, let's just get a coffee. So we end up getting a coffee and going back to home. And correct me if I'm wrong, Father John, did you spew in the cab?
Nah, it had obviously been a real long night, 100 durries or more. And I've gone to have that first sip of my coffee and it kind of burnt my tongue and I inhaled it. And
spilled the whole lot, didn't you?
And I coughed it like all over the back of the cab driver.
Oh, absolute crime thing.
But he didn't know. I got the big... And it turned into a bloody good day.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, gents. Well, Father John, song time. So this week, my friend,
can't remember
the
name.
We've got Not Fair. Tell us about Not Fair.
Mm.
This one is paid in homage to every girlfriend I've had, and you'll know when you listen to it.
Right.
Mm. A little bit of ED.
Is this an original?
Odin Duke.
Yeah, this one comes straight from the floppy disk.
Right. So this is original, is it?
No, it's a Lily Allen cover. Not fair.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll hear it.
Is it clicking?
Yep. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, let's jump into it. This is Not Fair by Father John Sweaty.
Oh, he treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. Calls me 15 times a day. Likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel so quite secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just so good. It's such a shame. I look into your eyes. I wanna get to know you. And then you make this noise, and it's apparently so over. 'Cause it's not fair, and I think you really mean. I think you really mean. I think you really mean. Oh, you're supposed to care. But you never make me scream. You never make me scream. So I lie here in the wet patch in the middle of the bed, feeling pretty damn hard done by. I spent ages giving head. I remember all the nice things that you ever said to me. Maybe I'm just overreacting. Maybe you're the one for me. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just no good. It's such a shame. I look into your eyes. I wanna get to know you. And then you make this noise, and it's apparently so over. 'Cause it's not fair, and I think you really mean. I think you really mean. I think you really mean. Oh, you're supposed to care. But you never make me scream. You never make me scream. 'Cause it's not fair, and it's really not okay. It's really not okay. It's really not okay. Oh, you're supposed to care. But all you do is take. Yeah, all you do is take. 'Cause it's not fair. 'Cause it's not fair. And I think you really mean. I think you really mean. I think you really mean. Oh, you're supposed to care. But you never make me scream. You never make me scream. It's not fair, and it's really not okay. It's really not okay. It's really not okay. Oh, you're supposed to care. Oh, but all you do is take. Yeah, all you do is take.
Oh, Father John. That's a modern day classic. Well done, my friend.
Modern day.
Yeah. Well, gents.
What's up, Cron?
Is that the Chronicle getting
hard? Oh, no. No. My goodness.
You okay?
Have
there,
you
mate?
Just pooed your pants, mate?
We didn't hear any.
Yeah.
The old standing poo.
You got those green apple splatters again.
Oh, there we
Father
go.
Father John, thank you. for your service.
Yeah, just so you're everyone knows, Chronicle, that was notfair.m4a, by the way, people.
We've moved on from .mp3s.
We've stepped into the future.
Whoa. Oh, jeez. Bill Gates won't be happy.
Yeah. Oh, he's in his Porsche going on a secret date.
Yeah, that's right.
It turns out he's been a horn dog. Yeah. Bill Horn Dog Gates. Who would have thought it? Was he worth how many billion?
Who would have thought an IT guy would be like that?
He's going to have to change to Micah Hard.
Oh, dear.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah, it was. Very good one, right, too. Yeah. Very good one. Gents, it's been a good morning. Thank you for joining us this week. It's been good fun. What have we got planned for the rest of the weekend? Father Johnny, are you getting up to shenanigans?
Had a quiet one last night. I might go and ruin it all on this long weekend and have a pub lunch and turn some of that day drinking into night drinking.
Very good. Of course, it's a long weekend in New South
Wales.
What's
a long weekend for?
Queen's birthday?
It's the Queen's birthday.
Yeah, but we do this.
Joseph Fitzel's birthday.
We do this live, but we're talking about last weekend. Yes, last weekend.
Yeah, in fact. Yeah, that's right. Well, but it is. yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Last weekend was a long weekend, the Queen's birthday.
The old time machine. Whoa, jeez. Got to get my bearings.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen from multiple devices and tell your friends.
Yep, and a little bit of Victor Bravos to take you out here today. So until next week on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles, we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye.
All right. Now, if there's a bloke out there who needs our commendation, you can't go past my boy, that's Thomas Aiken. Give him a cheer, a big round of applause, because he birthed the greatest beer back in 1854. His name is Victor. That's Victor Bravo. He'll sit ya on your arse, Asava. That's Victor. So grab a boonie, grab a bomber, grab a long neck. Slam it down your throat and blow your paycheck. Know there's nothing better when you're sucking on a tinny. The only thing that's gonna beat is when it's coupled with a whinny. It's Victor, that's Victor Bravo. He'll sit ya on your arse, Asava. That's Victor. Now if I can politely, I'll take you back in time, back to the shady memories of 2009. Now I don't know who done it, who had this wild idea, but he went and took a cut of Australia's favourite beer. 4.9 down to 4.6. Every bloke came together and said, suck our dicks, come on Victor, what are you doing mate? Now the greatest thing about a Veep is its potentness. If you lose that, then you lose the explosiveness. There isn't any wonder that none of us were throating this. We all took down our duds and said that you can choke on this, Victor.
Wind your neck in, mate. Give us the pot, eh?
Now this song is meant in homage, no, it's not meant to be me. So let me take you now back to 2013, a year of redemption, a year of rejoice, when Victor finally listened to Australia's crying voice. 4.6 now to 4.9, now you got it Vic, you're doing really just fine. Ah, Victor! So no matter what the time, it's time for a Bravo. Go and get a tin, go and suck it in your heart, bloke. If you're feeling happy, if you got your heart broke, there's only one bloke for you, he's the only one that I know. His name is Victor, and that's Victor Bravo. He'll sit ya on your arse, Asava. That's Victor.